Admonition to Faith. O orchard maiden, how your circumstance cries pity! Has your lover left you now in such state? How brave you are! If only, but no, what is must be. Yet what will be follows your choices now. Do not believe your choices so limited. Trust yourself and the power innate within yourself. That power to overrule circumstance and change course at will. Or do you believe fate has you captive, despot jailer, now and forever? If so, then that will be your destiny. Change it. Fortune only bends to strong will, whereas will bends only to despair and lost faith. Take hold yourself of sails. Imagine what you wish will be your fate. Then believe, and your circumstance will meld to fit faith's dream. Live through the now, forward into a new life. Believe in vision's power. Heaven will believe faith itself and build upon it only as long as faith tethers future to now and now to courses you choose for yourself, backed by trust against current circumstance. Trust in heaven and faith itself will be immortal ally. Your fortune will be yours to determine by what you believe, what you choose, how you use your circumstance to realize that vision. Not only should you imagine your goals for yourself, but for the seed within you growing now. Orchard maiden, do you remember now what fear you held, what darkness you thought will be future fate? Can you find within yourself some tiny flint of faith? Will you believe that no power is greater, that only divine sparks, charged faith, conquer circumstance? Now, poet, speaks the orchard maiden, believe yourself your own illusions, for only time will be the judge of circumstance.